USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is your last chance to get prepared for this monstrous and deadly storm.
That was Florida Governor Rick Scott's warning to those on the Florida Panhandle late yesterday, and since he spoke, Michael has only become stronger. The hurricane now a Category 4, heading towards the Panhandle with winds of nearly 140 miles an hour. Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen saying the federal resources have been staged and are ready to respond.
Our joint efforts are critical to a speedy and effective response, distributing commodities, clearing routes, providing equipment, conducting search and rescue.
The storm being referred to as monstrous, expected to make landfall within the next few hours. Then it'll bring heavy rains to Georgia, as well as to the already flood-ravaged Carolinas, which are bracing for another hit after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on Hurricane Michael. Despite a Florida state law, many nursing homes in the path of Hurricane Michael do not have generators. The Florida governor was warning them yesterday to prepare so they could avoid a similar situation to last year's Hurricane Irma, where 14 residents of a nursing home died in Hollywood because it lost power. President Trump's daughter Ivanka says she is not a candidate to replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador. She says on Twitter the president, quote, will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding the replacement will not be me. Earlier, her father had suggested Ivanka would be an incredible U.N. ambassador.
Doesn't mean I'd pick her because you'd be accused of nepotism.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy promising to introduce a bill that would fully fund a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The Republicans' measure would provide $23 billion to build the wall and would cut off funds for sanctuary cities. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
He's been a terrific guy.
That's President Trump referring to someone he'll be meeting with in the Oval Office tomorrow, rapper Kanye West.
He loves what we're doing for African-American jobs, for so many different things.
The White House says they'll meet in the Oval Office, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will be there as they'll discuss varying topics from prison reform to reducing violence in America. The nation's sixth-largest coal producer filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the face of debts of $1.4 billion. Westmoreland Coal Company employs nearly 3,000 people with mining operations in Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, and North Dakota. Hoping to reorganize, the company says it doesn't expect any layoffs as of now. Several coal companies have filed for bankruptcy protection in recent years as the industry converts to natural gas and renewable energy. And the owner of the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers has died, Alex Spanos, passing away yesterday morning at the age of 95. Spanos came over with Greek immigrant parents. He became a self-made real estate tycoon who bought the Chargers in 1984. He also started several community outreach programs. Again, Spanos was 95. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.